Hey, audio listener, this is the part where I would advertise another podcast, but I won't because they suck. So, leave a rating that reflects the opposite of that here. And, okay, Dave Landau's back on the wagon. But I got to just enjoy the show. I got to go. Oh, nope. Make sure you get that away from him.
What's up?
Will that be all?
Actually, I really like the shirt that you're wearing. Do you have any of those around?
No, we don't have it here. It's only available at crowdershop.com. It's this Nazi show that I watch ironically. Everybody who has anything to do with it is a racist.
So you're ironically racist?
They're wearing a swastika. It's hilarious. Stupid.
In that case.
Crowdershop.com. Head over to the shop, support the fight, and buy some cool threads. It's the Tits Pajamas. Crowdershop.com.
Delicious sip, and you know, I'm like a dog right now. Quarter Black's watch is reflecting in the studio.
Oh, I apologize. Of time?
I am very easily distracted.
That's a cat.
It's a new watch.
More on that.
Is it a new watch?
I don't know. Is it new?
I have no idea.
It's a good, it's my daily
Did you buy it?
Now.
The point is, I'm a child.
Easily distracted.
That's how you know your job is not very important, if I can be distracted by the reflection of a watch that's likely always been there.
It's been there for a while.
We should do this now as like a sketch and just like try to get you.
We have a lot we'll be talking about today. Before we get to that, look, a little later on in the show, I want to warn you, it'll sound nerdy because we're talking about the FDA effectively threatening to ban what is potentially a COVID therapeutic treatment. I don't know. According to the FDA, they're saying this isn't a supplement anymore. It's a drug. The reason that I want to talk about this with you, and I just ask that you give me a little bit of grace because I have to get into a little bit of science, is because if we can help the millions of you out there by simply discussing something that is safe, potentially effective, or even help you by letting you know that you are not allowed to receive this information, I feel like we have an obligation to do it. And right now, everyone on this platform, on YouTube, and many of you are watching on Rumble, thank you. That's why I recommend you subscribe on Apple, on Spotify. Yeah. We'll be showing some clips from when we were banned on YouTube not long ago.
Yeah.
I can tell you this, the tenor behind the scenes, not just here, everyone is afraid to discuss things that are not controversial because YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, it's not a conspiracy. They're in cahoots with the FDA and CDC. And the information changes. And that's how you fight like hell. Look, a lot of people are saying, what do you do? Let's just stop going along with any of it. And so it starts today talking about a potential COVID therapeutic that just went into, we found out, phase 2 trials.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Could have bought it at Vitamin Shop yesterday. Now you can't. Phase 2 trials. So very interesting. Not a conspiracy, not frogs becoming gay, though I think we're going to have Alex Jones on the show soon.
Hey.
We'll also be talking about the late night hosts who all came together last night for climate change.
Is that why it was so nice out today?
Yes.
They did it.
It was the pole. Who knew the polar vortex was affected by unfunny?
I had no idea.
It's the L non-comedy effect.
It's the rat costume and traffic effect that cures.
Every time Seth Meyers tells a joke, a school of Humboldt squid die. Gerald A., how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Some Peruvian fishermen know about the Humboldt squid.
They do, yeah, and they care about that.
They appear and disappear. Sure. We don't know where they go. Quarter Black?
Oh, what's up? Good morning.
Least black hair I've ever seen.
Deal with it.
And Dave, you're going to be in Albany this Friday and Saturday, Albany, New York.
That's right, at the Funny Bone. Ahoy, ahoy.
Nice. Funny Bone.
And come out and see me, say hi. Whatever.
Hi.
Let's get weird.
You don't need to be vaccinated.
Get weird.
You can cough on. You can cough in his direction.
Yeah, just cough all over me.
Yeah,
I like a good COVID cough all over my body.
Hey, if you get it,
to
transmit
shower.
It, man.
Touch my body.
I'll wear a mask, so it won't matter.
Before we get into this and what the late night hosts have been doing, and a big, what I think is a big deal with the FDA, we do need to react now. What is this?
This is serious. This is serious.
Serious. Apparently, before and after pictures.
Yeah.
It's a. I don't know if you're.
Fat-phobic,
it's a pandemic.
Oh.
Yes.
It's a fat-phobic pandemic.
Sad.
I've heard it's an endemic now. I'm
well, that's
kidding.
Edema that comes with the before picture.
I got to stop using those.
Yes.
My bathroom has been painted again.
Here you go. This is what went viral this morning.
When diet culture or personal trainers say, take progress photos to stay on track, what they're actually doing is perpetuating the idea, lie, that us humans are healthier when we are smaller. Which is simply
trust the
not
science.
True. These transformation photos also demonize the before photo as someone that is not good enough just as they are. What does this content say about somebody that looks like the before photo? It says you are not good enough as you are, and I had to go to extreme lengths to not look like you, and I'm being celebrated for that. Piggybacking onto fat phobia and body shaming. This content also regularly focuses around women, that a woman's primary focus in life should be to take up as little
horrible
space
choice
as possible,
of words.
Masked as determination or discipline. Lastly, these photos belittle exercise simply down to a weight loss tool, but it is so much more than that.
It's not that much more than that, actually.
Pretty close.
Exercise is about getting healthier and transforming your body, which, if you're overweight, usually means becoming less that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're underweight, becoming less of that
more,
too, in adding more.
Yeah.
The before picture wasn't just snapped of you walking into a store.
Right.
It's something that you volunteered for so you could show your weight loss.
That's what you would think.
Well, you would assume.
But people follow me around with cameras all the time. That's the problem with smartphones.
Yeah.
They're not really phones. It's just a way for people to make me feel ashamed of myself.
That's They're big true. Brother.
They take the worst angles.
This is not what fitness I love how, by the way, she puts on just enough makeup to say, this is me au naturel.
Oh, yeah, I'm so natural.
But look, she looks like a workout, like, instructor. Like, she's not the person to be making this video in a mid-drift, like, hey, look at my abs, by the way. It's not good for people
we
to
need
look
a before and after rhinoplasty
photo. This is just about getting
That's
more market share, right? It used to be that personal trainers, people who were fitness models, or people who were advocating health, they only had access to a market of people who wanted to improve their health.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, well, we can expand that market share to people who don't want to be healthy, and we can just tell them that they're wonderful the way they are.
So you just, what do you do?
It's more crap from big TikTok.
Yeah. Come in and take a nap, and that'll be your workout. What? I don't understand.
She's into fitness, it looks like.
Yeah, she's into fitness, but she doesn't
fitness
want
fitness in her... All right, now...
Okay.
Hey,
come on.
What?
Dave.
What? Hey,
this is why I said it was caffeine earlier.
In her calendar.
See how I stopped myself, though? Didn't actually say it.
That's learning.
You finished it in your head. It's your fault.
So... this happened last night. It's climate week. Did you know that?
Gross.
Yeah,
I had
who
no
didn't?
Idea.
Who didn't?
No idea.
Which forced me to do a bunch of research because I haven't brushed up on global warming.
Yeah.
It turns out that's not what it is anymore. Did you know? It's not global warming anymore.
Oh, okay.
Is it? What about the ozone?
Because it's not warming.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So it's something else. Give us your money.
Climate change?
Ish.
It's changing.
The good thing is Seth Meyers is here to explain it to us.
Oh, good.
Which is, here's the thing, too. We discuss things that are cultural issues on this show.
Yeah.
In watching Seth Meyers, I realized this guy will actually have state senators on the program to try and actively push a piece of legislation and then laugh track. It is so beyond the pale as far as even attempting to be funny. These really are political pundits who have their orders from the top down. You have every single late night host who got together to try and make sure that you support the Green New Deal. Here is every late night host who exists, I guess, right now. We call our rear view mirror competition, discussing climate change.
Do you ever walk into a room as Greta and just want to talk about something you watched on TV and people are like, oh, Greta, tell us about the weather and the climate and everything.
We had
like,
Greta
like,
on?
Like, do you ever get tired of that?
Oh, yeah.
Who's next, Rich Little?
Yeah, don't get me started. I mean, I'm so tired of talking about the climate by now.
Then why don't you shut up?
I say a personal thank you.
That's your thing.
The one billionaire
what party are you at?
Who's not trying to escape planet Earth on a spaceship at the moment. Thank you.
Hi.
So why is this a thing that billionaires are obsessed with at the moment, Bill? What's your thoughts on it?
Massages by underage girls?
You know,
funny you brought that up.
I've become obsessed with things like malaria and HIV and, you know, getting rid of those diseases.
We have a lot to do here on Earth.
If you've been living pretty much anywhere in the U.S., I don't have to tell you that the effects of climate change are here and they are real. You can see it everywhere from wildfires and droughts across the West to intense storms in the Gulf to flooding in New York City, which is why one climate scientist prefers the phrase global weirding. And I personally think that's a much more appropriate phrase because in addition to wreaking havoc, making the planet uninhabitable, climate change is also making things much weirder.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
I tell you what, the rapier wit of Seth Meyers.
Wait, he said fires in the West?
I have no.
And strong storms in the South?
So who do we have?
Let's stop laughing before we get.
It's just going to be a problem.
Anything else.
So you have Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, James Corden, Seth Meyers, and I love how also Samantha Bee joined in. She was like, oh, wait, can I fake like I'm not a lazy diversity hire and do a show too? It's like, really? You only do 4 shows a year and one of them is going to be the climate change week? Samantha Bee, look,
come on.
And Seth Meyers is the
he's
least-
She's a white multimillionaire?
Yes, she's a white multimillionaire female who's a diversity hire specifically, and this is the issue. Samantha Bee, because they're like, because women aren't allowed to be funny. No. Don't speak for really talented, funny women like Joan Rivers or Kathleen Madigan who didn't get a second look because they weren't just willing to use Salon and Slate unironically as references. You're a diversity hire because you're a woman, specifically because you are not attractive. In other words, they want to say, look how progressive we are. We hired a woman. You thought we'd hire a woman you want to see. But instead, here's Samantha Bee. And lazy. I've never seen anyone host fewer shows than Samantha Bee. She does like 10 shows a year and collects millions of dollars.
Wow.
So how does it feel to be a diversity hire exclusively because you are an unfunny, lazy, physically unpalatable female who's been hand-gifted a show that nobody watches?
Well, it feels pretty good that you ask me.
Come to think of it.
There's so many
Wait,
better people.
Are we on a
role.
Different topic?
I
watched one episode of hers, honestly, and that was it. And
yeah.
20 minutes in, it's just, wow, this is a giant propaganda machine just
I was waiting. Yeah, I was waiting for funny. I did the same thing. I got like 15 minutes in and I'm like, I have not laughed yet.
Why would you expect funny?
And well, here's Colbert the thing. Was a perfect parody of the right.
Right.
When he was on Comedy Central.
He was actually
and
funny.
Anybody could laugh at it. I mean, it was very funny.
Yes.
And then I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's a very easy attack. And by the way, I want to hear from you guys. You let me. When was the last time you actually watched Late Night? More importantly, when was the last time you watched Late Night on television? That's a big reason we started broadcast. This is more of a late night show in the morning. The reason was because we noticed that when we used to air live at night, most people watch it the next morning.
Yeah.
Ah.
And I just said, well, I'm better in the morning anyway because I'm too tired at night. I need my naps. So my question is, when was the last time that you watched it? And I know that it's a very easy attack. Right. This is what the left will say with you or with myself. They're just not funny. So I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is show you. And the beauty is right here. We have an exact contrast of Seth Meyers and us. So, you know, when we came back from the show, we did a parody of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire and joked about how hack it was. That was the joke. Seth Meyers also did that last night as part of his climate change week. So here we go. Side by side. And whether you're left or right, I think we're better.
Wildfires, power's down. Mayor is back in East Town. Bill Gates divorced. Derby's got a dope divorce.
Herbert Cuomo has to go. Loser Megan Rapinoe. Piece of shit De Blasio. Hey, look, I think he pooped.
Pfizer versus J&J. Gavin Newsom's A-OK. Nikki's cousin's friend sacked. Gene Smart's comeback. Brady had a big win. Rudy married his cousin. Rioter is at the door. I can't take it anymore.
Pelosi is still a hag. At least Matt Damon won't say
bad.
Black Adam NFL. San Fran is a living hell. Falling New York power.
Say what you will.
12 writers and 5 Emmy nominations.
Wow.
Let that sink in.
The sheer effort displayed.
And amazing. Let's say that you think Dave isn't funny, which makes me know that you're wrong. And maybe you think that this show isn't for you. At least we don't take you for granted. What offends me more than anything is when a host takes his audience for granted.
Yeah.
These people are taking you for granted. They don't expect you to fact check them, of course. They don't expect you to actually have a standard as to the kind of content that they should deliver. That's the issue. At least we put in effort. Let's say it sucks. Let's say they both suck and it's a wash. Well, one, put effort into sucking.
There's 12 people that thought that was good.
The people you talking about?
I don't know if they thought
I thought you were
good.
Talking about Cats because no. James Corden was on there.
No. Oh, I mean, everyone thought that was good.
I celebrate the entire.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, the whole point of the We Didn't Start the Fire thing that we had put together was leaning into the hackiness of it, making it funny, and then filming it as if it was very, very serious.
Right. Putting a bunch of effort into something that doesn't warrant it.
Yeah, you know, he's comedy.
He's embarrassed reading his. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
He's uncomfortable. He doesn't know if he should sing. He doesn't know what it, he doesn't know if he, if it's actually funny or if it's just what happened. He's just half-assing.
Well, what is he going to do when someone hands him, goes, look, I have your Billy Joel parody. Is he going to say, hey, I'm not satisfied, Mr. Pansexual Asian Queer with rickets. He can't criticize him. He has, this is great. True. You're brave and beautiful. Yeah, fantastic.
I'll go on live. Yeah.
That's the problem with a diversity comedy room, a diversity hire comedy room. We really have changed. Look at the writers. Look at the writers and compare them to qualifications of, say, Jon Stewart. First guy who ever got me up on stage was a writer for Jon Stewart, a Canadian comic. Yeah. It was very, very funny. Disagreed on everything politically. But this is, so they're doing this for Climate Week.
Right.
All late night hosts. And just because we're kind of contrarian, we're going to do our part as well. Choi Sauce is here, and he's going to be.
Bringing him in.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's actually going to be all show. What are you going to be there doing there, Choi Sauce?
So I'm here to do my part, Stephen. I'm here to do my part for climate. So yeah. Just going to be doing my part.
Yeah. All show. Yeah, get some
double. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Some good CFCs going there.
Dual wheels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just aim it away from me because it's expensive.
And the your drink.
Yeah. The CFCs. So all show.
Is that the stuff I get sprayed in my eyes when I expose myself?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Same rough.
It felt burning.
General.
Oh.
There's a variance depending on how severe the exposure.
Well, that makes sense.
Keep spraying it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you can't stop. All show.
Yeah, the whole time.
Spraying the CFCs.
Bro, the whole time.
And we'll check in later on that hole in the ozone. That's also a pandemic.
It might be gone now.
By the way, the best way to tune into the show is Monday through Thursday. It's a live show. Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. Eastern. Yeah. 10 a.m. Eastern. That's the best thing you can do live. He's not going to stop, Gerald. Get over it. For crying out loud.
Still going.
He's trying.
Lift it up proud. Lift it up proud. There you go.
Just what? Lactic acid buildup? I don't give a shit.
Not on the mic.
Yeah. Okay. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. We're going to be taking your chats here at Mug Club afterwards. And
also, follow us on the podcast.
Follow us. Oh, I already said that. I thought that you hit the overlay.
No, I didn't hear
it. So well, I was about to move on to the next story, because I am vibrating with anticipation.
He's still sprayed. Mm-hmm.
Elliot Page has signed up for the dating app Raya.
Raya?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Raya is an invite-only site known. It's known for celebrity users.
Ooh.
And Elliot's profile includes a photo with their dog. And how am I supposed to say Elliot Page?
I think
Page?
Bear. Mm. Well, he.
By the way, because now they retroactively changed the IMDb credits to Elliot Page. Does that make Michael? Did Michael Cera play a gay guy?
Yes.
By the way, it's Bi Visibility Day. Did you know that?
Oh, well, hey, you know what? You don't need a day. We can tell.
Mm-hmm. Out.
Isn't bi just like code word for gay now? Like, I thought that's
pretty. I don't know. The whole thing is they make bi and pan.
Yeah.
Bi and pan is a thing. Pan just means that you can be anything and attract to anybody. I'm like, oh, so it's bi. Like, no, it's not bi.
Like some Karen out there wanted like a subset. Like, bi is not good enough. I need something that speaks to me.
We need a visibility day because I can't see them all year.
It's like, where's bi?
Yeah. There he is.
Which, by the way, Waldo's a dick. Waldo knows exactly what he's doing. It's like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be lost. Like, really? How many candy cane forests are there, Waldo? Mm-hmm.
You seem to find them all.
He seems to find them all. Like, I don't know. I always just hang out in my peppermint lounge furniture.
He go to some weird places.
Yes, like, he does.
It's your-
awful crowded for a guy who's trying to be found.
Yes. So Elliot has had so much success on Raya, actually, that Z decided to actually invest and now has equity in a new startup dating app, Plenty of Ick. So that's one.
There you go.
Wow.
Bi Visibility Day. Good Lord.
We see you.
Bi Visibility Day. Do your job there, Quarter Black Garrett. He's not even letting people know.
He's not.
What are you talking about?
That guy's the one guy's on a show my son watches called Henry Danger. And it used to be a woman. On plentyofick.com, you can date him.
Ah.
Get a profile.
No.
It's free.
Yeah.
Feel free to sign up.
I'm on there.
All right.
Hello?
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you, Dave. Yeah, because it's you know what? I can hear your stomach rumbling.
Oh.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know we have the Built Bars in the studio if you're hungry out there in the studio.
No, I don't.
Sorry, guys. It's a little. You guys can't hear because we have the noise gate. I can hear his stomach rumbling. So if it seems weird, I hear it going.
Dude, the last box of Built Bars are in the scary temple down the hall. I'm not going to go there by myself.
Okay. All right. Not this. Well, okay. I'll go with you. All right.
All right.
All right.
It's not that big a deal.
All right. We might die, guys.
No, but that's okay.
There are so many cobwebs, like my wife's womb.
You're not the first one to say that, Jorge. There's no time to argue. Throw me the Built Bars. You have no choice. Hurry! You stupid fuck. It's mine now.
Oh no, Dr. Jones. The competing bar is littered with poison.
That's putting it mildly.
Oh man!
Oh boy!
That was out there the whole time.
Yeah. When did the cleaning ladies come?
Probably
Saturdays.
Yeah.
We need to probably make that a bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Affair.
Especially.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's right. You have the Built Bars.
I have them now.
Do you?
Well, yeah.
See.
Okay. Good. Stomach will stop rumbling. And by the way, you can go to built.com. Use the promo code Crowder15. I've been very clear about this. No one needs protein bars.
Right.
You put these things in the freezer, though, they just taste like a candy bar. That's why I like them.
They're pretty good.
When I was after surgery and I cut out crap, I just ate these because it was better than actually just eating crap. they're all, you know, they actually have whatever it's called, the qualifications there, so you actually know the protein is what you're getting in there. They're just delicious. In other words, you don't need them, but if you want to cut back on some sweets and eat something that actually tastes good, go to built.com, Crowder15, and you get 15% off. We use them all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're delicious.
Fantastic.
Up we high, really
buddy. Up high.
We need to get some good Hondurans.
Well, just
clean.
Choi sauce, just make sure you're not spraying the electrical equipment standing right in front of you.
Yeah. We want it in the air.
We want to harm the environment.
I'm trying to get to the ozone layer.
Not end up like the thing in Poltergeist. So
kind of do. There you go.
And I want to hear from you guys. We're going to talk about this right now. Give me a minute to explain this, because this is a big this is a big situation. So you may not have seen this. We weren't on YouTube. We weren't on YouTube while we talked about this.
Yeah.
There is a supplement out there. Called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It's an amino acid. And while we were live on air, you've used it for a long time. We found out that it was banned, or I guess to speak very clearly, the FDA had reached out and threatened manufacturers who had been carrying this, or distributors, for many, many years, saying you can't carry it because now it's a drug, which is unprecedented, by the way.
It was some kind of like head fake that they were doing that really kind of scared some people, right?
Yes.
But at the time of this article coming out, the article was reading like, this is now banned, Amazon has pulled it, and you can't get it from there.
So just for people who missed it, because we weren't on YouTube for these 2 weeks, this is available on Rumble. This happened live on air, and that forced us to do some digging, and again, you're not supposed to be able to talk about these things, but we will.
Do you remember the NAC stuff that I was telling you about that you take before drinking?
Yeah, it's what they give you if you overdose on Tylenol in the hospital.
Exactly, right. So they actually just pulled that from being over-the-counter. I just learned about this just the other day because we use those a lot. I'm in the wine business. And they've made it prescription-only now. And the theory behind it is that it actually is somewhat helpful in treating some symptoms maybe that you can get from COVID-19.
Really?
So yeah,
you can't get NAC as a supplement?
Go look at it now. I went to Amazon yesterday when I read this article. Go on Amazon or anywhere else right now and Google NAC, and you'll see it come up, but you'll see products that are not NAC anymore. You can no longer get that over the counter, and it's just
it must be very recent because I have it.
It was yesterday.
So let me be really clear about this. This is something, and again, we're not promoting.
No, we're not
saying zinc stops COVID. So it turns out you may have been wrong.
Yes.
That it may not be banned, but the FDA is heading towards banning it from being a supplement. Now, I'm not a doctor. And let me be really clear, this is not medical advice. At the advice of my doctor, I have consistently throughout COVID, and these are all things, by the way, that you can do in addition to mask, vaccines.
Yeah, yeah.
Not saying to do them as a substitution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Zinc, quercetin, which just helps my whole goal has been to reduce viral replication.
Yeah.
In the body, because viral load affects your symptoms.
Yeah.
Zinc, quercetin. You can read the clinical data on that. NAC, and I'll explain to you why, and just a xylitol nasal rinse with saline solution. That's it. The whole point is to reduce the viral load. It either worked for me to the point that I was asymptomatic, or I never caught it because I was surrounded by people who had COVID, my family. By the way, they're all fine. I repeat myself.
And it's not just for potentially any
it's COVID not just
stuff.
For
it's
that.
Other stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Common cold and other things that you might kind of
and
run into.
And you took the NAC and the vitamin D?
I didn't take vitamin D. No, I took NAC, zinc, quercetin, and a saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Because I was watching a pretty convincing video last night. Again, not a doctor, YouTube. Just saw a video.
Putting it out there.
Where they're saying that it was really a vitamin D deficiency that's causing us to have the immune problems.
Yeah.
And that there's not really a flu season or cold season. There's just this
low vitamin D season.
Low vitamin D season.
Now, here's the problem with that.
See, and he's already seen the video.
No, but here's the problem with the problem with that is there. It's sort of looking at a population correlation, right?
Yeah.
Low vitamin D, and there is a strong correlation. For me, anytime I use a supplement or anytime I use, I've got to actually see the mechanism of action and why it works in that scenario. Not just going, hey, people with lower vitamin D tend to get sick more.
Yeah.
There's a mechanism of action with NAC specifically that relates to COVID. Now, you've been familiar with it. For people who don't know, I want to know people out there, if you've known about this, if you've not been able to purchase it, again, we didn't plan on doing a deep dive into this.
No, not at all.
But it's really concerning. So what is it? Okay, look, let me explain to you exactly what NAC is. So NAC is basically an amino acid. It's basically, you could call it like a derivative amino acid.
Mm. Yeah.
What it is your body uses it to create this thing called glutathione. That's your master antioxidant in your body. Okay,
yeah.
Your body creates this antioxidant. It's at its highest concentrations in the liver,
yeah.
And it's also at high concentrations in the lungs. Now, there are other arguments that it also has immune modulating effects. But the point is, NAC actually, and you can bring this up as an overlay, and then I'll show what people find on YouTube when they search for it. I drank a bottle of children's Tylenol as a kid.
Right.
With my mom. She was giving us medicine, and I went, all done. Proud of me? No, you're going to die.
It, man.
What do they do in hospitals? They give you intravenous NAC. It works. It is medically used, right? Because it actually, you've heard the term detox? No. Your dandelion root isn't going to detox you if you drink a bottle of children's Tylenol.
Right. Yeah.
You go to a hospital, they IV NAC to you, and it's the same reason that people who drink, like you do a lot of wine tastings, NAC helps protectively against the liver. That's how you came
That's
to
exactly,
me.
Yeah, exactly. This is how I found out about it. And honestly, I was telling people, like, I drink wine for a living. And so
too
that,
much.
That could, no, Dave, I know, but still.
Too much.
But one glass a day or something like that.
No,
I still take
don't.
It every single time. But there are other times where I drink more. I actually was pushing this to my clients. I was like, take this. This will help you out immensely. Even if you only have a glass, it's just good for liver health. And a nurse fact-checked me. She pulled up her phone and goes, oh, yeah, they do give it to you in the hospital if you go in with an overdose of
acetaminophen.
Right. Oh, weird.
Weird.
Yeah, you bought a lot of NAC, though, and
I did.
Look, I but, just think
yeah.
it's time that we bring this
yeah, up. In other words, it's not the problem with NAC. It's that NAC is a symptom of something.
Much more severe,
well,
which
yeah.
is...
What's happening?
Gerald, we're not actually on a live show today.
Yeah. No.
What?
This is an intervention, mm-hmm. and... Yeah.
Didn't you notice when the red blinking light wasn't on? You'd think we'd waste this much time on air with him spraying CFCs?
It makes no sense.
This is a lot of cover. Do I have a problem?
Well, see, we think you do. And
yeah.
I'm glad that you asked because the answer is yes.
I have a problem.
And we think that you... In fact, you sat here yesterday and the seat is quite uncomfortable. And it's... Oh. Oh. See?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Old elk.
Yeah.
No.
Not all the knack in the world isn't going to solve that.
You got a problem, man.
I know this was you. I sat on two wine bottles today in my car.
Yeah. Try and blame it on Travis Tritt.
Yeah, and it wasn't him. One of the wine bottles was mine.
Yeah. Well, that's another issue. No, this is an intervention, but we actually are on air. So we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, okay. we just want to make sure.
Here's the thing.
If you try and get help.
If you try and research Knack on YouTube, right? The algorithms are supposed to be really smart. Oh, you are trying to take healthcare into your own hands, right?
Right, Betty Ford.
Betty Ford, you would think. No, instead, this is the third result right now on YouTube.
Lil Nas X. I sentenced you to 5 years in Montero State Prison.
Get the kids out.
Gay!
One second, let me see my eyes out.
I gotta be honest.
Unbelievable.
Today's the day.
No, put it down. Put it down, Dave.
He's done. I know you commit to the character.
Oh, it's...
YouTube will think that it's more... What I'm about to do, which is educating you from clinical data, is more dangerous or more subversive than anal gay sex in a shower. Mm. Mm.
In a prison.
Which, by the way, is how you get things that make you sick.
Mm.
So if we're talking about health,
say them.
Way down the list should be gay sex in the shower.
You know what you rarely see in the gay shower rape? Dancing.
You don't see a lot of dancing.
Not a lot of dancing.
They don't break out in song.
It's not really celebratory.
Well, that's also, there doesn't need to be the dance of romance, you know, as the man weaves his tapestry of charm. It's just
they're wearing pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
No, you don't need to whine and if Lil Nas is in the shower like that, you don't need to whine and dine him. You're pretty much at the finish line, folks.
Locked in.
I think after 2-3 days in jail, you just need a man's touch.
Lil Nas X is like, they're gonna send me to prison?
Yeah, all he hears is you get 20 years in heaven.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
So we're going to sentence you to all your weekends, only forever.
Yeah.
So going back, this is what happens if you try and find information on it. As a matter of fact, the article that we quoted on air now can't be found. You have to go through the internet time machine.
Yeah.
Wow. So let me be really clear about this
thing. It's a great way to get you to stop looking.
It's a great way to get you to stop looking.
No kidding.
So it was, it's been used in medicine since 1968, this thing, Knack, okay? Was prescribed for chronic lung disorders at one point. So like bronchitis, pneumonia. Like I said, it's been used in the hospital for actual detox as it relates to the liver. Look, here's what it actually effectively. It's been used effectively in things like COPD, lung pneumonia, you know, lung infections.
Yeah.
Why? Because this master antioxidant that your body creates, glutathione, is created in the liver, uses NAC to create it, and it's very concentrated in the lungs. Think of it as a natural mucinex. It's an expectorant.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? It loosens it, and so what does that do? It reduces a viral load in your lungs. He's especially good at expectorating. Who, by the way, also probably spent a lot of time in the shower.
Well, you know.
Doth protest too much.
Yes.
Gaston.
Loosens and load.
So cystic fibrosis, COPD, inhalation injuries.
Yeah.
These were, and we have a link right here, National Academy of Sciences. We have links at PubMed. It has a proven track record of limiting liver damage. It's, as a matter of fact, often used as a protocol for people who've taken drugs that could be damaging to your liver. NAC is the first thing people go to.
Yeah.
So even, for example, that's how I found out about it when they would have me on these antibiotics and steroids. And I said, well, what actually is clinically effectively proven to protect your liver?
Yeah.
There's a lot of crap out there that doesn't do anything.
Sure.
It's clinically proven and been used in hospitals, NAC, beyond any shadow of a doubt. In other words, this is the kind of thing that the FDA should be happy about, because there's a lot of fairy dusting in the supplement world where there's a lot of snake oil salesmen.
Yeah.
This is something that we know works, and this is something that we know has been used for a very long time, and now the FDA is saying, oh, it's so effective, we're gonna say it's a drug. It's not a supplement.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, at the FDA, I'm not sure exactly what they're thinking. They don't have a great track record with stuff.
Right.
You know, sometimes they've approved some really bad drugs, but How do you scare the hell out of Amazon that much to where they pull it from both Amazon and Whole Foods?
Right.
Right. With some kind of letter. And why? This should be something you're shouting from the mountaintops. Everybody in the alcohol industry that I talked to about this had no clue. And everybody's worried because you drink wine for a living and you're like, I don't want my liver to become a fatty liver and have a problem.
Right.
Why isn't this being like shouted from, oh, just knocking stuff over here.
Yeah.
Why don't you just shout it out?
Drunk.
Nobody. Why? Why?
I'll tell you exactly why. This is just me. I can't prove that this is the exact reason why, but I can prove what it does, how it works, what the FDA is doing, and what is happening at the exact same time that they sent out these notices.
Yeah. So like the opposite of the vaccine?
Yeah, like the opposite of that. So the FDA sent a letter to manufacturers' companies saying, you have to stop selling NAC.
Wow.
Right, because it was approved as a drug in 1963, and then because it has a very wide therapeutic window. What does that mean? That means that, generally speaking, if you take more of it, unlike Tylenol, if you take three pills too many, you damage your liver. Mm-hmm. If you take too much of this supplement, your body excretes it. Right, so it's effective and safe. And then I did some digging.
Okay.
And this is a law that's rarely, rarely used. I think it was 1963. It was a drug, and then it became a supplement. And this is unprecedented where the FDA said
it's like a drug. Like that
it was an actual drug, a prescription.
Okay.
So again, no one can say this is misinformation because the FDA has said this is a drug, and they have classifications that have to prove efficacy for it to be a drug.
Gotcha.
The FDA said, actually, it's not a supplement, it's a drug. It was a drug in 1963. Now it's been a supplement for decades, and they're pulling it as a supplement, saying actually it may need to be classified as a drug, which they don't do ever. This is unprecedented for something to go from drug to available supplement to drug so that you guys can't have access to it.
Yeah, and by the way, incredibly cheap supplement.
Incredibly cheap.
Oh, yeah. No,
not for long.
So.
No, it'll get there.
We know that it's concentrated in the lungs. Mm-hmm. We know that COVID attacks the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Did some research. You guys can dive around on PubMed.
Yeah.
NAC was found to reduce the expression of tumor necrosis, the tumor necrosis factor and pro-inflammatory cytokines, which contribute to the eventual cytokine storm seen in severe COVID-19.
Yeah.
Here's something else. NAC specifically scavenges the peroxides released by white blood cells, which can then cause edema and further lung injury. There was a portion of COVID patients, let me set this up, they require a ventilator.
Yep.
That's a really bad thing. Some people argue it's a death sentence. There are some doctors who say ventilator's a bad idea. There are some doctors who say it's a good thing to use in these hospitals. A lot of doctors think that we're going to them too early. I'm not a doctor, but there are differing opinions in the medical community. NAC was found to be useful as a prophylaxis agent against forms of pneumonia, and it reduced the incidence of ventilator-associated pneumonia by about 20%. So down from 46% to 26%. Wow. That's why the FDA is saying it's a drug. Because it's clinically effective enough to reduce being put on a ventilator. And it's safe, and it's cheap, and it's available. Bam. Think about that for a second.
That's unbelievable. Because you're right, on the ventilator, we had somebody that we know, their husband was on a ventilator, and we're like, oh gosh, like it's over.
It's a death sentence.
You know, like it's over. But this is like the one time where they came off it, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
Like they came off it. So we were shocked because we thought it was over.
Right.
But listen, pneumonia is not exactly new. Like,
no, it's not new. People, that's how this was developed, was for people with pneumonia, bronchitis, COPD.
We should have been using this forever for this stuff. Because
The
flu, typically, pneumonia is one of the biggest killers of people who get the regular flu.
Yes.
Right? So, again, I make my point again. Why is this not on a billboard? Why is this not like fluoride in our water?
There's also been some research that shows that NAC may specifically inhibit COVID by binding to an enzyme and interfering with the virus replication. So, again, all of these things. Now, none of these things are entirely proven as far as the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
We do know it's proven to help with liver damage. We do know it's proven to help with your lungs, that it was a prescription available. The FDA says it's an effective drug as an expectorant for your lungs. We do know that it has a very high safety threshold and therapeutic window. We know all these things, and we know that the FDA started saying, you better stop selling this NAC, otherwise we're going to come after you, to the point where every company that I know online stopped selling it except for Swanson Vitamins, right? They were all scared into silence. And this just so happened to coincide with, go to clinicaltrials.gov, a phase 2 clinical trial with 160-something patients for NAC and COVID.
What?
How much you want to bet your sorry ass they're going to find some methylated derivative of this and sell it as snack, and it'll be the new COVID drug?
Mm.
Because keep in mind, a vaccine can only be approved under the Emergency Authorization Act if there is no available therapeutic.
None.
Wouldn't it suck if there's an available therapeutic that's $5 a bottle that you guys declared, the FDA declared, so effective it needs to be classified as a drug?
That's incredible. Wow. I don't think we're too far out here either, because when you, like I said, when you see Amazon doing this and when you see other companies, I think you're right. Like, I tried to go buy some of this stuff right as this was happening and it was very much not available.
Yeah.
Only I went to Swanson's. I loaded up on it just the other day when we started talking about this
the
again.
The food truck?
Not the food truck. Steaks? The vitamin place. They're getting a lot of free plugs from us right
they
now.
They are, yeah.
We got to talk to these guys about coming on board.
So is the food truck.
I don't think there's a food truck that we should worry about. No, but they...
I get it.
There's no reason for Amazon to pull a part of their business and piss off a part of their customers, because those people are represented by an agency that wrote a letter to the FDA and said, "What are you doing?" And the FDA basically says, "Oh, we haven't changed our stance."
Yeah.
But we just scared the hell out of Amazon.
We just scared the hell out of people, and we took
the biggest company.
We took unprecedented action.
Yeah.
This is what I talked about yesterday. With conspiracy theories, it's how many people need to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Area 51. The Jews running all the things. The point is, how many people need to be they? In this case,
it's banks.
The FDA makes a call to three people. Bezos, Apple,
yeah.
And then says, by the way, Zuckerberg, and we'll just make sure you don't allow this information to travel. If someone searches for a way to take their health into their own hands and they're actually looking for something with clinical data that has been proven beyond any shadow of a doubt,
yeah.
Show them guys having anal sex in the shower in pink robes. That's what we think is the best approach. They will call evil good and good evil. But this happened on air, and I was going, why the hell could they ban that? I don't understand.
I thought I got it wrong. I really did. I thought I was because we were talking about it, and I was like, that article said it at the time. And then we go back to the article, and it's a completely different. I don't know if we have an overlay for it or not, but it's a completely different article.
They completely changed
the
article.
It's changed twice, though. Gibbon told me this morning he went out and pulled it up, and it's like, oh, something on Biden. And then he pulled it up again right before the show, and he's like, it's a completely different article now, not related.
The they're changing like, what the meanings, hell? Though. They're changing everything.
They're changing meanings.
That's what's scary.
And I've always been out of the business of attributing motive, and I want to hear from you guys, anyone out there who's used NAC, or this is your first time hearing about it, NAC.
Yeah.
They're not claiming that it's dangerous. They're not claiming, hey, don't put this on the label because you can't make just this medical claim. For example, they're saying with a hangover cure, you can't say cure.
Yeah,
but in other words, you can put, this supports liver health and lung function because it's proven in clinical data. Mm-hmm. That's rare in a supplement. The FDA is not saying, hey, you can't sell this because it's dangerous. They're saying, hey, you got to stop because it's effective. They're not looking out for you. These people don't care about you. In other words, let's say it doesn't work that well. That's not what the FDA says, because they want to reclassify it as a drug. Let's say it works somewhat, but it's incredibly safe and it's been used for decades. Why should you have the choice removed from you? That's what's so scary to me, is the choice is removed from you. We don't believe that you should have control over your own health. And if you look at socialized healthcare, you look at the proposals from the left, do any of these proposals involve putting more control in your hands and more weight into the relationship directly between you and your doctor? No. They put more health insurance companies between you. They put higher premiums. They put more bureaucracy, more red tape. These people make a ton of money. And if there's something that's available that your doctor can recommend, which has happened with things like NAC, they make sure that you don't have access to it. There is no reason for this to have taken place, and the FDA and the government have not even argued that they're doing this for your safety. Why are they doing it? They haven't argued why they're doing it at all.
No.
All we know is that it's entering clinical trials now, and it seems to make sense, kind of like you were talking with the vitamin D. I go, well, that's looking at a population making an inference. No, the reason this has entered into trials is because people have said, here's an actual scientific mechanism of action that seems like it could be very effective with COVID.
Yeah.
And it makes sense if we go, what we use it for with COPD, with pneumatic infections, how we use it to help avoid ventilators, where they often would use it as an adjunct therapy. Yeah. They're going, we know we're not just looking at people who consumed more NAC in their diet. We're looking at people who were using this as an effective medication or supplement. And we found a mechanism of action that may help protect the population at large from this pandemic. Make sure it's not available as a therapeutic, because that might affect the emergency authorization.
Yeah. And by the way, the FDA, they may go, look, we're not banning it. We're just telling companies that if they sell it, they're going to come under further scrutiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's basically what Amazon was worried about, was further scrutiny from the FDA. And so you can go, that's like a soft ban. No, they can still sell it on their personal websites.
Right.
Like these other companies that are making it. Yeah. But if you effectively take away the market for it and scare enough companies, you maybe, I don't know, Walmart, I think somebody searched it and said, hey, I might be able to find it there. How long is it until Walmart goes, oh, crap, do we want further further scrutiny from the FDA? Do we want those guys coming in that are unqualified and saying, ah, sorry, your business is doing some things that we don't like? So all you have to do is make sure that it is completely almost unavailable by normal channels, right? Amazon, one of the biggest channels, obviously, right? Yeah. Walmart, right behind those guys. Oh, Swanson. Oh, hey, Swanson's, you got a pretty good business here, guys. We really like it. We'd hate to come in and have to scrutinize that.
Yeah, we'd hate to have to come in like Bill Gates with baseball bats.
Exactly.
It's like circa Windows 98.
And this is the real shame if something happened to you.
Be a real shame if that benign, effective amino acid that was available as an over-the-counter supplement for decades were rammed up your ass.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that.
Wouldn't you like that, would you, Mr. Bezos, if we go up there with the sigmoidoscope in IMAX ratio? Now, would you?
Oh, it's a beautiful penis rocket.
Moon River.
This is
straight to space.
And this is where I hope people are starting to realize. Look, I'm a conservative. I don't say, who paired up? No, I'm a conservative. Why? Because I believe in limited government intervention and I don't like the FDA and CDC. But I do hope that people see this right now as far as the game being rigged with elites against you. Think about this for a second. The FDA, these people, they go after, and rightfully so, most supplements are bullshit.
They're
Let me be very clear. You can count on both hands the amount of supplements that actually do anything.
Yeah. True.
This happens to be one of them because it was originally a prescription. Most of them are bullshit. That's not lost on me. But the FDA comes down on companies for making claims as a supplement company. Right? And they'll say, you can't make those claims because it's not clinically proven. Right? And then if it's clinically proven, they come down to them and say, well, then it has to be classified as a drug. How do you take care of your own health? How do you do anything? This is something when people talk about it on YouTube and they say, oh, it's conspiracies. And, you know, Howard Stern, speaking of sellouts, Howard Stern going after Joe Rogan. It seems like I don't know if they all had a meeting behind our back. Going after Joe Rogan, oh, he's taking horse dewormer. No, this is an actual medication. Right, it's a conspiracy for taking this medication. Why would you guys take any of these alternative treatments, is what a doctor would say. Hold on a second. Alternative to what? What treatment right now is available? Aside from the rationing Regeneron, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Because keep in mind that a lot of people needing these antibody treatments have been vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a statistical fact. You wouldn't need to ration it, run the numbers, if vaccinated people didn't also seek out antibodies right now. But alternative, let's just say something like ivermectin.
Yeah.
Let's call it an alternative therapy. Alternative to what? If you already test positive for COVID right now, not talking about preventative, the vaccine, you go into a hospital, what treatment? Hey! This.
Pain?
We don't want to push it as an alternative treatment.
Yeah.
Alternative to what? Go into a hospital, test positive for COVID. They will give you no treatment. They'll give you maybe an inhaler to help with the symptom. And once you get bad enough, they'll put you on a ventilator, which may or may not kill you faster, depending on which doctor you ask or study you reference. There is no alternative treatment because this is the first virus, the first disease in our lifetime where it seems that no one is interested in possible treatment. And as a matter of fact, the people who are supposed to be looking out for you are making sure that there can be nothing available for you as far as treatment. Well, and that's scary.
It's absolutely scary. And it all started because of a guy with orange hair. That's the whole reason for this, it seems, is because he came out and said, hey, there's these things that might be helpful. And every time we said something about that, they would pull up a fish tank cleaner story and be like, see, that's a problem. We can't do that. Oh, see, he said inject bleach into your skin. Nope, we can't do that. And it's like, well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying maybe there's some things that can help treat people who right now are dying with no hope.
That's how disingenuous the media is, because, you know, maybe there's some way to get some of these disinfectants, you know, internally. He said, did you just hear inject bleach into your veins? You heard bleach IV, correct? No, because I'm not dishonest or retarded.
It's not even close to what he was saying.
No, not even close.
Are the same people. So you kind of, this goes full circle, right? So these are the same people that say you have to have government health care because the government's going to do it better. Medicare for all. Then they say, oh, well, you have government health care. Well, now we're going to start looking at you different if you don't have a vaccine. And you come into the ICU and I've got to pick between you and somebody who did get the vaccine and they did take the proper steps. I'm sorry, you're just not going to get the ICU bed. We see video after video after video of people saying that in the medical community that are pissed off. And I'm like, whoa. Wait, what about people who come in that have made really bad decisions about their health in other ways?
Yeah.
And now we...
How about if you're a fat doctor, I kick you in the balls and see how well you
fit. Exactly. See what happens to you then. But these people... want the government to have all the control of your health, and then they get to tell you, just like you warned about Canada when we had Obamacare coming out, they get to tell you what's important. Oh, you're going to have to wait 6 months for that treatment because we don't have enough people for it, and maybe you didn't make good decisions.
For my mother, it was 14 months for an MRI when she broke her back.
Yeah.
This is the reason we were pissed off about
that. Or as Canada calls it, an elective.
It didn't take long, Bernie. We got there.
This is really, we're at a point right now where I think that a lot of people, and I'm wondering where all the naturalists and all the people who didn't trust Big Pharma went to.
Yeah.
Where's Bernie Sanders speaking about? This is the biggest $19 billion. I don't have this at the, we can bring this up as a source here. I'll have it available at loudofcutter.com. Yeah. Click the references. Pfizer, $19 billion.
Was that a quarter or a year?
In Q2.
What?
Quarter. In the second quarter.
Oh,
that's over $200 million a day. But you know what else? Their blood thinning medication that may be used also for clots, the sales went up double digits. Guess what? Their drug available for people who have heart complications, for example, maybe something like myocarditis, we don't know, went up over 70% as far as sales. Not only that, and we'll have all of these, I'm going by rote here, they fought off a patent law for their anti-clotting drug, where no one will be able to do a generic until 2028. Guess what else? Wow. They found, what's the name of that heart drug from Pfizer? Vivarin?
Vyvanse?
Not Vyvanse. It's V something, and it costs $250,000, and they're actually right now putting a bill before the House to make it paid for by Medicaid.
Oh, geez.
So that's a brilliant ploy. Doesn't matter how well these things work if they're funded by the government. That's not a free market. That's $19 billion of your money. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, we all own the patent. This is my issue with Big. You want to develop a drug? Great, develop a drug. And I think you should be as profitable as you see fit. My issue is when you make that profit at the expense of the taxpayers.
Yeah.
It's not a free market. And the people in power right now are doing the bidding of these companies. There is nothing wrong with a free market economy for new drugs and medical developments. There is something incredibly wrong with the FDA being in charge of what you can do with your own body, acknowledging that something is effective, that you have access to, pulling it, and then making sure that we funnel tens of billions of dollars per quarter into a company for a vaccine that seems to reduce hospitalizations and severity, but doesn't do what many people thought it did. That's why you're pissed off. You wouldn't be pissed off if someone else wasn't vaccinated if you weren't a pussy and thought that it would affect you.
Mm-mm. Hey, Austin, I don't know how to tell you this, but one of the deepest and largest holes ever in the ozone layer actually closed.
Oh, it closed?
What?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing this. I mean, Asians are one of the biggest contributors to carbon emissions. I need to do my part in this. Reopen it.
But that's
I don't want to speak in generalizations, but that's an example of an industrious people. Mm. We're going to talk more about this and take your chats. We have to go. Sorry for the rant. YouTube, thank you. You know what? Do with this what you may. Fact check me, bro. Piss off.